At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
You're listening to Safety FM Minicast.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini. Today's Friday, July the 31st of 2020. Hopefully everything's going great and grand in your neck of the woods. Can you believe this? If we were actually still counting the mini episodes, this would be episode 100. I can't believe we've already sat through 100 of these things together. As we've done these different things with Safety FM, the Jay Allen Show, and of course Safety FM Mini. Anyways, this week has been an interesting week. I always love the opportunity of doing some different things. As you know, we get to go around and do some different conversations, and as of late has been mostly virtual events. This week, we had the privilege of actually presenting our HOP 101 class, or virtual event, however you want to name it. And also, we had the opportunity of joining the LinkedIn community to be able to post live videos. What we have discovered this week, though, it's always interesting on how things turn about. And as we have discussed from time to time, not everyone's always going to be a fan of the things that you do. And that's okay. But the question that I wanted you to think about today, as we move forward, what do you do when you get mixed reviews? I know a lot of times people say don't focus on what people have to say in regards of reviews. But I look at this and I go, it's such an important aspect. You want to make sure that you are being able to grow your organization, and your community. So saying that 95% of people enjoy the things that you do, but you have 5% that doesn't, how do you look at it? Do you see it as a success, or do you see it as a failure? What if the numbers were the other way around? What if 95% of the people did not like what you do, and 5% did? Is it a success or a failure? How do you manage with mixed reviews? Not everyone's always going to love what you have to say. You always have to verify and make sure that the things that you are communicating have objectives, standards, and are meeting the needs of the end user. I don't know why I wanted to talk about that today, but I thought it was important. As you know, from time to time, we do put on some events here at Safety FM that are out of the ordinary. And this is no different. If you have the opportunity, this Thursday, August the 6th, we will be putting on an event. And this event is titled, A Question About Equality. The event is free to attend. We are not broadcasting it on safetyfm.com, but it is a virtual event that you can go to. Sam Goodman from The Hop Nerd and myself will be having a conversation about equality. What I always tell people that these are interviews that we go over where we take these deep dives. And at the time that we leave the event, all we'll have is the learnings and the memories of the event. This will never be aired or broadcasted on Safety FM. We would love to see you there. If you want some more information, go to safetyfm.io. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM, and that is the listener. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So, do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 40 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.